Hello, and welcome to the January 2020 update of Alterion. I am the terror that flaps in the night. I am the fire at your desire. I am Shadowfax, the voice of Alterion. These monthly presentations are brought to you, the fans of Alterion, to inform of recent changes to the game and reveal plans for the future on behalf of Denton, Drock, Morpheus, and the other builders of Alterion. First, I'd like to thank my brother, Drock, for narrating last month's update. I had lost my voice for a few weeks, and the intense workload at my job made it difficult for me to recover. Next, I'd like to thank Morpheus and his helpers, Jamir, Mikano, and Myril, for the wonderful Winter Solstice event they have put on. I managed to complete most of the event quests today, and had a lot of fun doing so. I look forward to the events that they will do next year. Now is a particularly special time for Alterion. Not only do we stand at the dawn of a new decade and all of its possibilities, but this January marks the 25th anniversary of when the game went live to the public. To commemorate this momentous occasion, I will be orchestrating an event. This event will consist of a special area with intent to bring a role-playing experience with several possible outcomes. It will be appropriate for players of all levels. For now, the event is set to begin on Friday, January 17th, and end on Wednesday, January 22nd, although those dates are not set in stone and may change. You can confirm the most current event status by logging on and using the event show command. Last month, Drock developed functional automatic fishing derbies, which are held at random times every Friday, except during events. Drock also arranged that the bragging and showing of equipment now works for all equipment types, including consumables. The Demon Lore skill is now critical, and the Demonic Tuner skill has Demon Lore as the sole prerequisite. This fixes our final exigency conflict, where an important or critical ability had an ability of lesser exigency as a prerequisite. As a special bonus, if you know both Demon Lore and Corpse Cutter, you now have a chance to get special spell comps when harvesting from the corpses of demons and angels. Here is a preview of additions to the game we plan for next year. Something we've been meaning to do is add music to the D client and improve the interface. We would also like to have certain shopkeepers offer simple services, such as tailoring or improving weapons. This is not planned to be widespread or extensive. The final planned crafting skills will be added next year. At least one more bonus class for events will be created. I'm looking at Monk or Paladin coming next. Social reactions from animals and sentient humanoids will be a thing. If you slap someone, they just might slap you back. We plan to finally implement the hunting skill, which will likely be incorporated as an action-based skill like fishing or mining. We would like to add hirelings, which would be minions you can hire for gold. We plan on adding random land encounters similar to ocean encounters. If we get time, we would like to see about implementing naval combat and naval trade. We've already laid out some groundwork for these. And we'll see about raising the level cap. If we do so, we will have all of the spells and skills for a raised cap introduced alongside the level increase. That being the case, we probably wouldn't add too many new abilities, opting to space out existing abilities to fill in any would-be gaps. In the building department, Drock plans on releasing the final area for Saboria next year, the Palace of the Dragon Emperor. As for Morpheus and the Dream Team, in 2020, they plan on adding more islands to Gianassi, expanding the Nightmare Plane group zones, and hopefully getting out some more solo Nightmare Plane areas. They also plan to add a few more areas to the continent of Ramanek and link up more of the areas up there together. Finally, with the help of Drock, Myril and Morpheus will finally link up quests from Dragontooth to Ralnoth. Kagome is building a high-level dream-themed area for the Priest of Morpheus in Naginag that should be finished sometime early in the year. Later in the year, she plans on building another dream-themed area. I plan on doing some more building next year as well. In addition to whatever event zones I build, I've got about a dozen projects to choose from, but I believe I will prioritize the lower level ones. That means I'll likely start with Denton's Workshop, a group of three Archaeus level zones that will be linked to Redfern's Palace.